from the lighter side of pest control. This is the Tales from the Pestrogen podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace. Tonight's episode with our special guests, Jack and Brad.
Welcome back, all my pesty besties. Thank you for joining us again for Pestrogen podcast. My name is Jenny, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Candace. Candace, how you doing?
Pretty good. It has been a week and a half, I swear. But it's over, finally. It ended today. I actually had to work today, surprisingly. But it was needed. We had to do an interior ant treatment for one of our office buildings that we don't know why we have ants, and we don't eat at our desks. And yeah, we very much proved that wrong. And I'm sure they're going to enjoy their desks when they get back to work on Monday, because all their food went from being in their upper cabinets or in their drawers to strung out across the top of their desks.
Do you see that sign?
Well,
that's why. So we don't get ants.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah. It was a thing. And then we got a call for a rat in a station. Come to find out, it was a possum cub. Just maybe 3 to 6 weeks old. Just a little one. It did have both of its paws in a trap. Neither paws looked broken. I got a picture of Brandon, you know, holding it up by its scruff. It was really funny because it looks so mean. But hopefully he'll be okay, because he was feisty little thing. But
yeah,
we're hoping he'll be okay. We'll go check on him and probably tomorrow just drive by and take a peek, see if he's still sitting where we left him.
There
with some water and some food. We gave him some peanut butter.
Aw, that's so cute. Aw. I had an ant situation where it led straight to somebody's desk, and I'm sure that all the drawers were locked, but I'm sure there was food in there.
Oh yeah, this place is always, we have ants. Pull open a drawer. Here you go. Well, it's never been that way before. Uh-huh. I'm sure. Like, I'm not saying that you can't eat. I'm saying to not leave it, especially over the weekend. Everywhere in this town is built on an anthill. Just take it home.
Fair. Well, we have special guests today. Our lovely friends from Tales from the Crawl Space. Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, ladies.
Hey.
Athens. Thank you for joining us. Long time no talk.
Right.
It's been forever.
Totally.
And for anybody who doesn't know, this is Brad Harvey and Jack Starry. This is our supreme overlord of PCHD, one of our favorite groups.
One of them.
Hey, come on now.
I got. I know. It's all good.
But no, Pestrogen wouldn't be Pestrogen if it wasn't for Brad. He's the one that coined the term to begin with. And we're just a spinoff, essentially, of PCHD for just the female techs. We goof around. We talk female issues. We talk, you know, helping find the clothes that work for us. That's where last week's episode came from. And, well, Jack's the man over here helping us figure out this whole podcast thing to begin with. So, and all four of us have met in person.
Jack is the brains of the podcast stuff, and I'm just a pretty face.
That's fair.
Candace.
That's what I always say about me and Jenny. She does all the work. She makes all the thumbnails, does all the editing. I just post stuff and talk a whole lot.
You're the eye candy.
Yes. Candy with a K.
You're the eye candy with a K. That's right.
Wow, chicka, wow, wow.
That's right.
That's the stripper spelling. That's the stripper spelling.
Candy. That's right. Yes. Now, approaching the center pole, give it up for Candace
candy
with a K.
With a K.
Yeah.
The center Webster pole.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
My partner in crime.
Yes.
Jenny, I noticed that you're not in your usual louvered studio.
Yes, it is my brother's birthday, so I am three and a half hours away from home. So he kindly let me borrow his bedroom. I feel like a dick leaving him on his birthday, but
you're not gonna be here for long.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you just say you come, you talk to us, you go back, you eat cake, and you know.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly. Yes, and I get to tell him happy birthday on my podcast, so.
Oh, there you go.
I'll clip this and send it to him. I love you, Mikey. Happy birthday.
Yes. Happy birthday, Mikey.
Happy birthday, Mikey.
My brother's name is Mike as well.
Oh, that's all right. Awesome.
Yes. I can't do the heart thing, so just imagine this a heart that's kind of swollen and, you know, congestive.
Congestive heart.
It still loves.
That's right. It's the love within that counts, isn't it?
Yes. So, Jack, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm one of the hosts of Tales from the Crawl Space podcast. Like you said, I'm retired after being in pest control for 26 years. I am going to get my home inspector's license and kind of get back out and do a little something with my life instead of just sitting up on the mountain doing podcasts and making fun of people. But that's about the size of it, really. There's not a whole bunch to me, but yeah.
Yeah,
one loudmouth.
Ooh, and you got a sweet boy who does awesome stuff for our podcast too. The voiceovers and all that cool stuff.
Yep, JT Starry VO on Facebook. He's got his own Facebook page for that, and his original music is at 6 Foot Stump on Instagram.
I love his name.
6 Foot Stump, yeah.
That's my boy. So I love my boy so much.
Stump off the old block. Yeah. Highly talented guy there. He has been doing our intros ever since we quit letting a computer generated one do them.
Which was like after the first 10 episodes.
Uh-huh, right.
We're 110 now. So yeah.
We are at around 110 episodes right now. Jack and I, just like the ladies here, we try to crank them out once a week and, you know, with occasional breaks for, you know, mental duress and exhaustion. So,
yes. And tell us about yourself, Brad.
Well, me, I am, I've been in the business for about 33 years now. And I've been, you know, pretty much done everything except own a company. I've worked for the big boxes. I'm currently not working for the big boxes now. And my turn-ons are podcasts and Facebook and all this other stuff that comes with it.
And long walks on the beach.
Long walks on the beach and midget porn and women who aren't afraid to cry. So,
wouldn't that be a very long walk to the beach for you, though? I mean,
it would be. Yeah, it would be an incredibly long walk. I'm in the Midwest. Well, I could go to Indiana Beach, which is like on a lake out there somewhere in northern Indiana.
That's not a beach.
That's still a walk from hell because that's up in Monticello. That's like 70 miles away. But no, I do have a pond across the street from my house, so I can walk.
That's very true.
You're not a beach, but you know, it would not be a long walk.
It's a shore. It has a shore.
It does have a shore, and it's got, you know, it has algae blooms every year, and it stinks, and you know, beautiful. But you know, there's bluegill in it, so I guess I could do that. I've been in pest control for some time. You know, I started PCHD, my favorite group, in 2020 during the Rona. And it's just we've said it plenty of times before. It seems like the industry is turning away from the physical interaction, you know, face to face with employees and everything's done electronically and paperlessly and stuff like that. So we're basically the electronic break room. You know, yep. You can come in and shoot the shit. So that was, you know, that's kind of what it turned out to be. And that's pretty much it, you know. So that's, and here we are.
So how many cheese bags strong are we now?
We are 10,800 cheese bags strong across the world. We have cheese bags not only in the U.S. and matter of fact, you would think like the second most cheese baggy country besides the United States would be Canada. It's not the case. It's Australia.
That's
it's
awesome.
The cool. It is the coolest fucking thing. to be able to have, you know, to just totally skip Canada all the way around the world and go to Australia. In fact, we have a moderator now. He just started, Dave Lyon, yesterday. We have a longtime mod, Dazanoff, who is in Christchurch, New Zealand.
Kiwi.
The Kiwi himself. And we've got, you know, so, and then we've got him from coast to coast here in the States. And I am proud to say that both Candace and Jenny are both on the mod squad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's that?
Somebody's cell phone.
It's Jenny. Keep it away from your computer.
Yeah, get it away.
My bad.
That's what was happening last time when we did the mosquito episode. Remember, I kept buzzing.
Okay.
I was here, yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
So. Is it like too close to the computer or the mic or what's going on?
Yeah. It's every time it goes by your computer.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Is that crazy? Yeah.
Okay, we get it. Okay. Anyway.
Pestrogen is at 272.
Nice.
Yeah, you know.
For only being a couple months old, that's
fantastic. Exactly. Yeah, yeah,
that's great.
We started in February.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. That's about where we were at when we started. It was actually January 18th of 2020 is when we started, and it took us a while. But you know, we're over 5 years in, and now we're getting close to 11,000 members. So yeah.
That's awesome.
Exciting stuff.
What's your download numbers on the podcast so far? How y'all doing?
Oh goodness, it's been a minute since I looked, but we have like 40 regular ones, but some of them will go up and some of them
lessen. Yeah.
But but like it averages at least 40 on like RSS, but the YouTube has quite a bit of traction as well. Uh-huh. So
that's awesome.
Pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah. And now that I've figured out TikTok, I'm kind of cranking out some clips from us on there. Mm-hmm. So that's been a lot of fun.
Keep them engaged. That's right.
Yeah. Yep. And then the whole month of May, I'm going to be pushing the Lyme disease episode because it's the whole month of May. So me and Candace both still haven't done our Lyme challenge. Sorry, Stacy and Suanne. We'll get there. Promise. Yeah. It's just been crazy.
Yes.
Back up. What's the Lyme challenge?
Okay, so you know, like the ice bucket challenge, where like you talk about like ALS. Well, now it's for mental health, I think. But anyways, and then you dump the ice bucket. This with the Lyme challenge, you talk about like, or you give like a fact about Lyme disease, and then you take a bite out of a lime while you're recording yourself.
Okay.
So you get like that. Like
I was hoping it wasn't like, you know, you dump a big bucket of ticks on yourself or something.
Oh God,
you know?
No.
That's fucked up. Like fear factor. That's some fear factor shit right there.
No, no thank you. I'm like, thanks, but no thanks.
What was crazy is that right after that episode, since the time of that episode to now, I have found 3 ticks on my body.
Get the fuck out.
That have not bitten me. They were just crawling up my neck all 3 times. All 3 times.
Oh, shit.
No kidding.
Did you find like 2 like the day like
the
right
day
after
of.
The recording? Yeah,
yes.
Because you went out with your girls.
Yeah, we went. To
Was that after you did the TikTok where you and the girls were like laying in the grass and shit rolling around and stuff? And you went, I've got ticks.
It wasn't then. It was when I took those pretty pictures out in the nature center where I'm like, yeah.
The ticks are like, we gotta shut her up, man. We gotta shut
her up. That's right. Damn it.
Don't give them any info.
She's giving them awareness. Get her.
Nothing. I remember we'd go out playing in the fields and the woods and stuff like that. We'd come back with ticks. My grandma Paul, she'd just take a drag off of her Salem, right? And then she'd just take it. That's that tick with it. That tick and burn. She's like back up out of you. It's like,
I remember that.
Somebody like putting a lit cigarette on a tick to get it off of you. It apparently worked. Hopefully, that was my great grandma. She's getting up in years. Her aim might have been a little bad sometimes.
All right, family, line up for cigar burns.
Ouch, man. But...
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. Now you just Now you just take like a blade or something. You just kind of run it under the tick. Usually what I do when I got a tick on me, I'll take a blade, like, you know, like a single edge razor blade. I'll run it right under the body of the tick, and then just kind of give it a push and lift it up, and it'll pull its claws out, its fangs out of me, and, you know, I'm off.
I know
to the
they race. Have those like tick tornadoes now that you like stick down on them and twist.
Uh huh.
Supposed to just like take their head up and out. Works on humans or animals.
Yeah. So, yeah, the one thing I really love about your guys' podcast. Is the fact that you try to bring a message every week to someone, to teach them, to enlighten them, to do it. Jack, me and Jack piss on it. You know, we're just there for ourselves, basically.
Really enjoy it being out on route. Listen, like before you guys went live, it was a huge part of my Monday ritual.
Yep. I'm sorry. We're sorry, Jenny.
Oh, it's still my Monday.
You know what? Now we're part of your Friday night ritual because then you get to chat with us sometimes, and you know sometimes we'll see your chat, your notes, and sometimes we won't. you know, but we always try to look over to the right of our screen to make sure that we're acknowledging everybody that does chat with us, and it is actually great, especially now with the one that we're in because you get those little pop up texts.
Those come
up, and those are really neat. So,
Jack
made the decision a while back to change us over to a different format, going live and everything. I've really enjoyed it.
It is pretty cool.
So I got to keep watching. I have to watch the chat because I have to physically click on a comment to get it to show on the screen. So I'm trying not to miss people and trying to, you know, multitask, which I'm not good at.
It happens. You'll get better at it as time goes. Like exactly. You guys just started doing it in what, the beginning of March?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We supposed to get
your first
right
episode
around,
back
yeah.
after your February hiatus.
Yeah. Who was it? Who do we blame for that? That was Sean, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yeah. Sean kind of turned us on to it.
Yeah. Sean went to Yeah, he went to Riverside. He wanted all the different backgrounds. And to me, if you use the AI backgrounds, part of your head disappears.
And I can't do it online because apparently I'm just regular PC and you need an Apple product to do it right.
Oh, well then, it wouldn't work for me either.
But I don't care because you know what? There's not a damn thing wrong with my backdrop. You know?
I like your background.
That picture came from my great-great-grandma and that came over from Scotland. Nice. It's a water pitcher, but it's one of the water pitchers that goes with a chamber pot. So you don't want to drink anything out of it. And then we have my citrus produce crate box ends labels that we've collected over the years. And, you know, and of course there's bourbon up there too. There's not a damn thing wrong with this.
No.
This is my Nord couch.
So Jack, going from, you guys are at 110 episodes now, from going from that to now doing the live, how has it changed your process of posting the episodes and stuff? Do you like it better?
Well, I like it when we have guests, because usually what I would do if it's me and Brad is I would take each individual recording. Because of the buffering, especially on Elon's internet and everything. And I would layer them and then compile it to make one show. But when I do, if it's a good recording and we have guests and everything, I just take the one single audio recording and I can actually pop the intro in live on the show and the jingle and everything, as opposed to putting them in post, like having to go through and cut out where we're singing our Tony Spangler's Peyronie's disease thing.
And
I'd have to cut out our singing and put the jingle in, but now I could just let it run. So it's kind of made things a little simpler for us, really.
Okay. That's awesome. So,
whatever makes it easier.
Yeah,
exactly. After 100 episodes, me and Candace may be comfortable enough doing that. As of now, fuck no.
Like I said, all on you. You're the one that deals with all of that.
It's a really casual experience. To me, it seems to be more of a casual experience doing it live than it is, doing it like this. Because you kind of feel like it helps you be more in the moment, because you know you got to keep an eye on things, you got to keep figure out what you're saying and that kind of stuff. It's really good practice. And then it also helps you realize, you know what? I really don't give two shits what I say to these people. I'm just going to say it anyway and be done with it. And they're going to be like, but no, man, that's the best part, because those are the moments that I always get commented on. You know, people say, dude, man, when you were over there and you did that thing and you said that, God, that was awesome. And I was like, what the? Well, fuck, man, how'd that get back on there? You know, because we don't edit, you know. So, yeah. But those are the ones. Those seems to be the things that people remember, and that's what I think is what makes our podcast unique, is the fact that people don't come to us to learn shit. They come here to talk, to hear about, you know, the sex toys under the bed in customers' houses, you know, the strange and bizarre things, and they want to know what the fuck me and Jack are going to say next. And So I think that's what sets us apart. I think there's just a lot of, and I am not talking about you ladies, because you guys are dialing it in really good, with a mixture of education and entertainment. But there are some of these freaking podcasts that are just so stodgy. And as Jack is illustrating by falling asleep on us, it's really hard to keep engaged with them, especially, you know, when you're driving and stuff like that. That's why, I feel like that's why the radio broadcasts, like, you know, Howard Stern or the Bob and Tom Show, mm-hmm. or things like that, are so popular, is because you don't know what the fuck's going to happen. You're paying attention to what they're saying and everything, because you don't know what's going to happen next.
Are you saying that we're pest control shock jocks?
We are totally pest control shock jocks.
What? No, I've tried listening to some other pest podcasts, mm-hmm. just so I'm not, you mm-hmm. know, I only listen to these two. But it's seriously like that. I'll be driving and I'm listening to it, and it's like I zone out of what's even being said. And then I'm going, what the hell did they just talk about? Hold on.
It's dangerous. It's dangerous, man. It's like,
I go to CEU seminars and stuff to learn. When I'm in my car driving, I want to either be singing or listening to something that's going to make me laugh.
Uh-huh. Right. Exactly.
I don't want to learn and drive at the same time.
But then again, on the other side of the coin, there are other podcasts out there that actually do have it figured out to where they can keep you engaged and yet teach you something.
Yes.
Pest Perspectives is one of them.
I really
dig Pest Perspectives and Beauties and Beasties.
Yes. I was about to say,
I know your beloved Beauties and Beasties, Jenny.
And a couple, I've also listened to a couple coast to coast where they've really engaged me. A lot of these podcasts I've started from the beginning, which is also like, it's like listening to Pestrogen podcast beginning when you're getting your footing, you
or Tales of the Crawfish.
Yeah, exactly. You can't you can't judge a podcast by their beginning.
No.
You need to
But see, that's just it. You girls are getting it together. You're making an impact. For one of the things, getting out and guesting on other podcasts goes a long way. You've been on Pest Perspectives, right?
No, not
yet. Oh, Beauties and Beasties you've been on.
Jenny has. I wasn't.
And so that's, you know, the doing that is going to go a long way in getting yourselves out there. Especially it seems like the UK seems to have quite a fondness for us.
They're
here.
Awesome.
They are. And we're actually, Jack and I next week are going to be on Beauties and Beasties. I'm looking so far to talking to Alex and Sean.
It's
going to
be
It's
fun.
Incredible. I just, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not ready for us.
They tried to be ready for us. I saw their thumbnail. They're putting disclaimers out left and right already. And they have obviously heard our show.
Alex.
I am bringing the pain to the United Kingdom.
To the United Kingdom.
29-21 there, Candace.
Thank you.
I'm going to drop it on that show, too. You bet your ass I'm going to drop it on that show.
Hell yeah.
You better.
Shit, if you listen back with to their fun, stuff, they're not. That's fine.
Yeah.
They're great. Yeah. Lex Hugh and Sean are just amazing guys.
I've listened to their podcast before, and they I love their podcast.
Oh yeah,
you know, they, I mean, you know, for the most part, you know, maybe with the exception of a couple of their shows, but just like us, we all have our off days, you know.
Yeah,
and we all have our off guests, and so yeah. Yeah, yeah, we're not mentioning names.
Oh.
But it is gonna happen. And you know what? All you gotta do is just make the best of it. And the way to get over it is volume. It's like after Jack and I did our,
we can bury it in hundreds of episodes.
Our worst episode, we were like, all right, we're gonna need about 50 more episodes to tuck and bury this turd.
like the train wreck episode with your brothers.
Oh God.
Me and Brandon listened to that. We had worked together that day and we were just dying. We're like, dude, he was not joking. This is a train wreck.
From time to time, Candace, I will go back through our episodes and re-listen to them, right? Mm-hmm. That's one I just can't bring myself to listen to. I mean, it hurts even to just remember how that episode went.
Now, was it your brother or your cousin that just came right out of the gate with the story before he was ever even introduced? He was like, oh, yeah, baby.
That was my cousin. Like, that was Greg. Hey. Yeah, that was okay. Greg. Yeah, Greg did that. Mark had like his son there. He had his neighbor there. He was like, yeah, the dog was there. I think his wife was there. I was just like,
the TV was going.
Like, yeah, the TV was going. It's like, Mark, I invited you to the show. It's like, what are you doing, man? I feel like it's one of those. It's like, yeah, when you invite somebody to a party and it's like they bring the whole fucking neighborhood with them.
It's like, oh, I brought my friend who brought a friend who brought a friend who brought their kid who brought their dog. Yeah.
But you know, I think Jack was the only sober one on the show. So it was. Oh my God! Yeah, thanks for bringing that up, Candace. I wanted to forget about that.
Was the WTF on my face obvious for most of the show?
What the fuck is happening here? You remember the Bill Cosby special? Bill Cosby himself, where he's like, "Dads always look like this." Yeah, that was you the whole fucking hour.
I've seen a couple of episodes where Jack gives that face during him. He's like, "What the hell? Why did I do this?"
I'm sorry, but if it wasn't, if it wasn't for me, Jack would be just another podcast.
Hey,
Jack's the man. That's my cheese brother. God damn it!
I know. I don't know how we're laid out on the screen where you guys are at, but it's like I've got, there's me, there's my cheese daughter, and then there's you and him. So it's like,
yeah. See, I got Jenny right here.
Oh, okay.
Brad's right here, and then Jack's diagonal.
Oh, okay.
Here's a story of a girl named Jenny. And you like look up and see other people. You're like, hey, yeah. You're looking at, waving at the other boxes, you know.
And then Andy Davis is right there in the middle.
That's great.
And Sam the Butcher had just brought her the meat. That's why her hair was messed up.
He was always giving Alice the meat. That's why she was always smiling.
I know you're the youngest one, but you do understand what we're talking about, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah, Brady Bunch shit. Sure. Yeah.
Brady
yep.
Bunch, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Brady Bunch was a hot... millennials millennials really dug the Brady Bunch.
Yes.
We did. Yeah. We did. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The movie was great, though. Marcia. I loved the two movies.
Yeah.
The ones with the Shelley Long, Gary Cole. Those were good. It's like, oh my God.
The actress for Marcia was fucking dead on.
I'm tripping with the Bradys.
All right, Jack. So you said you're going to go to do home inspecting. How do you think that your pest control background is going to help with that?
Well, I learned to think outside the box with termite inspections and finding structural deficiencies that would lead to termite issues and other pest issues. I mean, from cracks in the foundation to all kinds of stuff like that. So I think I don't want to get arrogant about it. I think I have a little bit of a leg up when it comes to doing inspections like that. So
yeah.
It's not out of my wheelhouse. And I've been through enough crawl spaces in my lifetime, so this will be no different. But the good thing is I won't have to take a trenching tool in there with me. Mm-hmm. Just a flashlight and a can of marker paint. It's like, that's fucked up. That's fucked up. It's a lot less labor intensive, but I'll be doing the same thing as I basically did for, WDIR, as we used to call them, now they're WDOs. Yeah. But basically the same thing, really, from my understanding of it. So I'm excited. I start the online classes next week, and in August, the middle of August, matter of fact, I think it's right after I get back from the Black Crowes concert, is...
I watch a lot of home inspectors, like their Facebook reels or Instagram reels, whatever. And a lot of them have like a catchphrase. Mm-hmm. Like one of them that I watch is "Don't do that," and the other one is "It shouldn't do that." And there's another one that has like this little finger pointer, and he just taps on shit aggressively when it's wrong. So you got to come up with your own catchphrase, like
what the fuck is a perfect catchphrase for you, Jack?
And see. And then you can do little Facebook reels and or TikToks and everything too with it.
Or just chuckling to yourself and saying, that's fucked up.
Right?
That's fucked up.
How fucked up is fucked up? That's fucked up. Yeah, but I'll watch some of those and I'll, talk about a gap in something and I'm like, yes, look, a 4-inch hole for a 1-inch pipe and we didn't think to seal around that? And they're talking about, the water can get in, the air can get in. I'm like, the freaking rats can get in.
That's okay. We'll just get a can of foam and fill that up.
What's that thing on TikTok? This is good enough compaction.
Oh, God. Yeah.
How about some duct tape?
Oh, man.
Duct tape. That's because, rats can't chew through that.
Stick a flat piece of plywood against, cedar shingles? So you got, the zigzag of the shingles and then this flat piece of plywood. So you're still giving all these gaps. And right behind it's just this open. And you're going, excellent. You did a good job. Perfect.
Way to go.
Well, what you do is you spray that foam. And while that foam is still wet, you get yourself some chunks of Irish spring and jam in that foam. Ain't nothing getting through that shit, man.
Damn Irish Spring.
Nothing.
That's God's gift to pest control. It gets rid of everything.
Mm-hmm. Where's the diatenaceous earth?
Oh, my God.
Get some of that tenacious earth there.
Anything that you can eat isn't going to work for pest control. Let's just get that out
of the way. Who the hell was... I saw something somewhere where somebody was eating the diatomaceous earth.
It's a holistic
therapeutic thing, and it's like for like a calcium supplement type thing.
It's supposed to kill worms too in your gut.
Well, if it works for every other pest, according to people, I don't see why not for your intestinal worms.
I don't know.
What?
the stuff that people come up with. Well, I saw on Facebook. I read on Google. Yeah. Okay, then you do it. Why'd you call me? Why am I here? Yeah. Shut the hell up.
So you smell the sage and the patchouli, and they're like, I get the lavender oil and the clove oil and a little bit of Irish Spring, and I sprinkle it around, and I haven't had any ants.
And I burn sage and form a drum circle. And
yes.
Yeah.
I've smudged the entire house, so I'm free of pests and evil spirits.
Oh, it's funny. I swear, like, the random shit that comes up, and you guys have done the episodes on it, so we won't even get into that one.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just amazes me that you're like, even, like, our local groups are like, oh, we're having rats, how do we get rid of them? And you'll have the people that'll tell them, put snap traps in their trails, or call pest control. Just throw out this, throw out that, put down cinnamon. The rats hate chili powder, and I'm going, oh my fucking God. So me and Brandon will just read through them and just die laughing. Note their names. We're going, please call. Please call.
Yeah. I caught it, and I took it out in the yard and let it go. It'll be back in your house.
Yeah, we had a call for that. We have a little mouse, and can you live capture it and let it go? No. No, gross. Absolutely not. No.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Well, you do like on the Green Mile, where, they took little Mr. Whiskers. He's going to that little mouse circus. That's where he's going.
Little mouse circus. Yeah. Oh, Mr. Damn, my daughter Mo had a rat named Mr. Jingles, and I was like, gee, how original.
I had an albino mouse named Squish because that's the noise he would make if I stepped on him. Squish is his name.
Jenny, I know you have cats. Have your daughters wanted like hamsters or gerbils or ferrets or anything like that?
They've wanted them. We have not done it. I had them growing up, and then when I was pregnant with Belle, my first daughter, I was going through a real weird nesting phase, like at 9 months, like real crazy weird nesting phase where I felt like I needed more pets to take care of. So I went out and I got a hamster. We got sugar gliders. We got all these things. And then I gave birth to my daughter and it ended up being like way too much. And I ended up having to give things away. And I had a hamster and it died. I don't know if it died because I wasn't taking care of it. I know that sounds awful, but
hey, the human baby stayed alive. That's what matters.
Exactly, yeah.
And nobody warned me of that nesting stage. It's real, man.
Oh, yeah.
It's real. Like, you get into this weird, crazy, motherly, like, instinct mode where you need to take care of something at, like, towards the end of that pregnancy. Mm-hmm. By the second kid, you already have another kid to take care of. So you're...
Yeah, so that's covered.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
my nesting... My nesting didn't involve wanting animals. I literally, like, over took care of Brandon. Like, everything. I'm like, here, let me grab you this. Here, let me do this. There, and he's like, oh my God, sit down.
Good for Brandon, man. Damn, all right. No,
poor guy's like, leave me the fuck alone.
Because after the kid comes, you ain't getting none of this. You ain't getting
like,
this type
of attention. I tried putting his shoes on for him like he didn't know how. He was like, I can do this. Sit down,
man.
It's hormonal, man. Wow. It's like it's
crazy.
Insane. But we have not gotten them anything other than the cats. Belle is 9, almost 10, and part of her chores is she takes care of the cat box and stuff. We do have a box turtle that I got doing pest control that was stuck down in a window well.
Oh,
so she takes care of the box turtle.
Nice.
We take...
They're pretty low maintenance, too.
Yeah,
so.
We've actually taken it to the vet twice, even.
Yeah.
Because the reason I took it in and didn't just let it go was it had a huge growth on the side of its head. So I was like, ooh, something's wrong with this turtle.
It's not a tumor.
Yeah, so
it's not a
tumor. I've taken it to the vet twice. And the second time, the vet's like, oh yeah, we need all these X-rays and blah blah blah, and it's going to be $2,000.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
you need
not.
To do an MRI on a turtle.
I was like, I'll give it a good life.
I'll make it as comfortable as possible, and that's
well,
that.
Well, and the vet was like pushing on the growth and stuff, and was showing me that it's not causing it any pain,
mm-hmm.
and she was saying like that's a good sign.
Yeah.
So,
meanwhile, the turtle's over there going,
help!
Well, you're like, or I can make turtle soup and get $5
that's
a bowl.
That's true.
That's what I can do. I can make money.
Wow.
$4 for the last one because it comes with its own bowl.
Not poor King Thistle. Love our King Thistle.
I was going to say, I hope don't play this for Belle.
But...
$6 for the bowl with the tumor in it.
But
a little something extra.
Right. You get the tumor, you get the t-shirt.
Oh God. But I have two ginger kitties though.
Mm-hmm.
Two little ginger kitties.
I love ginger cats. Aww. They are like their own thing. I'm actually part of a Facebook group that's all orange cats share one brain cell. It is the best. It is the best because it is so funny because like I watch or I look at these pictures and I'm going, this is so true because I have a ginger that is white too, but he's so weird. He does the weirdest shit. He like climbs into my car when I get home. He's like, hi, how are you doing? I'm just going to lay right here. Get out of my car.
Yeah.
Yep. That's we have a, he just turned two, one or two. He's young. And then I have my old man that I've had 14 years.
Nice.
And my old, even my old man is still slightly quirky and weird.
They are.
But
they're the best.
They are weird. Yes. So I love my kitties.
All right, Brad. But we're on the subject of pets. What kind of pets do you got?
Oh, I got my buddy boy, Max.
Max.
All three of y'all met Max.
He's fun.
All three of y'all were at Cheese Sox. Yes. He has the, he's
that's
a black, he's a black Chihuahua pug mix. Yes, he is a chug. He's a chug. And he's got he's over there. Yeah. He's got that wonderful underbite.
It's so great.
You sure do like your French potatoes.
You got something to eat in there.
What you got to eat?
Y'all not talk like that. He's just a boy.
Jackie,
but no, my Max is Max. He's a great guy. He's a little feller. Ain't no better than a squirrel. he is fiercely guarding of the house. Right? You know, you'll come in, you'll bark. He'll bark like a couple times, and if he sees that you know you're cool with us, you know me, Ellen, etc., then he'll mellow out. You give him a snack. He's your buddy from then on. Cheese Stop. He really loved Jenny.
Yes.
He really found a home in Jenny there because he always seemed to hang around her and everything. And Max will work a room. You know, if he thinks that he's going to be able to get food from any given person in my house, he's going to gravitate towards them. He's going to work the room, and then after he's visited everybody, he'll just plop down and find him a place to snooze. And you know, he loves going outside in the summertime and basking on the deck and just catching him some rays. And now he's a smart ass kid, and I love him.
Aww.
All right, Jack, you have the newest animal of all of us. What do you got now?
I have a tabby cat. Her name is Honey. She is just over a year old. She's at the stage where she's like, I want to lay on you. I'm going to hug you. I'm going to eat you. And then she'll just like start chewing on me. And then she'll give me a kiss and go to sleep. And then she decides to be a pain in my ass for the next hour and jump up on shit she's not supposed to jump on. Then she takes the most horrible shits whatsoever. Oh, my God. Oh, I've woken up going, Jesus Christ, did the cat die? And then she'll get up and get in my face and get all snuggly and fart. That's what she
we
did.
Had a tabby cat that she was sitting next to me and audibly farted. And it scared her. Like, she jumped and just took off running. And I'm like, what the hell was that? Was that the cat? It was so funny.
Well, I get her back when she falls asleep on my lap. I'll sit there and kind of, when she's, and she'll pick her head up like, what the fuck was that?
I had a French bulldog, Dewey. A big son of a bitch, you know, for a French bulldog. He's about 40 pounds. And he would like, but you know, he was a bruiser. And he would be like laying asleep. And then, you know, like, I would, you know, kind of maybe let one slip. And he would get up all indignant and just jump off the couch and look at me like, dude, what the hell did you do that for? I was like sleeping right there. And he just went, and then I was like, what the fuck, man? And I was like,
is that the one that left the people-sized turd outside?
It was.
I remember that story.
Okay. Here's how fucked up I was about French bulldogs for a while. We saw him. He was a dog. He came from Ukraine. Picked up by a broker. Sold to a family in New York. This family had a small child about 3 years old. Dewey bit this dog or this kid. But in Dewey's defense, the kid bit him first. So, but it doesn't matter. The dog had to go. So he ended up in the rescue network. We fell in love with him. I drove all the way to Massachusetts from Indiana to pick this dog up, right? So we stayed in Erie, Pennsylvania, midway at the Red Roof Inn. And we were getting in there late. He had to go out. He went out and he took this giant shit, right? I was like, and it was, this was like, you know, February, January. I was going to let it cure.
and pick it up the next day. We got in the room.
It was frozen.
Yeah, get it nice and frozen. And so I get up in the next morning. I'm going out to let him out again and pick up the mess and stuff. There's this lady out there picking it up, and she's just like cussing under her breath and everything. And I was like, she's like, people just don't get pick up after their dogs. I said, ma'am, I'm sorry. It was late. I was coming out to pick it up. She goes, looked at it. There's no way. No, that's not yours. That's no way that came from that dog. I was like, okay, man, it didn't come from my dog. Go ahead and pick it up. I don't care. You know, then he goes,
you know what? Yeah, you're right.
He goes out there and he lays another Louisville Slugger sized turd out there. and I was just like, yeah. This one will pick up, but Dewey was an awesome asshole. He did not like other dogs. He loved people, hated other dogs, and that dude could lay him down.
It's crazy seeing how big some poops can come out of such tiny animals. You're going, where did you put that? Like my honey, not Jack's honey, my honey. She's a big dog now. She's a lab German Shepherd, German short hair pointer. But when she was a puppy, she just, like, her first poop at home, I'm going, was that from her or from our other lab? What the hell? It was crazy. And, they haven't gotten any smaller. So, yeah. That's fun.
I had a 22-pound French bulldog named Clover, and she would shit as big as I could. It was the damnedest thing. And it's like,
duly noted.
That poor thing. I don't know. You know, Google videos about sea cucumbers. That's how it takes
sense. JT, when he was little, did the same thing. This little tiny baby and the amount of turd come out of that kid was amazing.
Yeah, like, you know, it was about big around as his leg. But I'm so glad. I'm so glad that Jack and I get to come on Pestrogen and talk about shitting. We're trailblazers. I'm sorry, hey. You know.
It's fun. We don't have a specific topic for this. It was just the crossover episode, Tales from the Pestrogen. It wouldn't be Tales from the Pestrogen without a little bit of female spin. On shit stories, why not?
Yeah, fecal matter. Yeah.
And penis.
And penis.
I'm sorry, fecal matters.
Yes.
Fecal matters. But I think that's one of the best parts about the collaboration that we have with you ladies that Jack and I do, is because, between the podcast, between, PCHD, my favorite group, and Pestrogen, my second favorite group, the friendships, that we can get together like this and talk, and say whatever we want to say to each other, open our minds, open our hearts, and just be, just vibe together. It's out.
And we get it.
And we all get it. Yes.
Yeah, it's literally that shooting the shit with friends.
Exactly.
Family.
Family
actually loves.
Yes. I think I can speak for Jack when I say when y'all invited us on, that's the first thing I was thinking about. It's like, God damn it, I get to get together with my buddies, and so it's outstanding. So I'm really enjoying myself, and that's not just the drink talking, but speaking of drinks,
I was just gonna say that. Speaking of buddies, our buddy over at SpenglerArt.com does awesome tumblers. Him and his wife. Leanne, we all have Spengler tumblers of some sort. Jenny forgot hers today because she is not at home.
But I'll clean one up for Jenny.
There you go. There you go. Jenny, there's Jenny's paw version. We have the double wall. Sorry, I don't want to spill mine. It had coffee in it. But then as Jack was doing, if anybody watched, you got the beautiful rubber bottom.
My favorite part,
absolutely,
is very handy. I have almost tipped it over before. Oh, beautiful!
Yep,
beautiful.
She's Bag Nation.
That's right. Yes.
My favorite group.
always go to SpenglerArt.com for any customized tumblers. Leanne does like the clear glass ones; they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Brett, you're just cracking me up.
Why?
I don't know. I'm just
showing the double steel insulation of the Tony.
I showed mine too. I just didn't want like my last strip of coffee to drop
out. We got you here, Candace. And the graphics on these things, I mean, they're just so clear. Look at that handsome bastard right there. Bastard right there. Everything about Tony Spangler tumblers is top notch,
yes.
Top quality, and of course it comes with one of these, the stainless steel straw.
Yes.
if you would like to know more about this device here, please visit us at www.tftc.wtf.
You'll find it exactly what those
are. We'll go into full detail there on that website as to what the function and form of that thing. So,
and then you'll get.
But with Tony, go ahead.
Then
you get to hear
JT's jingle with theirs as well.
Absolutely, it's got a great 1940s, 1950s vibe to it. So yeah, definitely.
But don't forget, with Tony's, first of all, I've had this for over a year. The color hasn't faded one bit. If you can think it, Tony and his wife can make it. Fantastic. High quality, quick shipping, reasonably
priced. Only at SpanglerArt.com.
SpanglerArt.com, right. Where you can stay you, stay hydrated.
The mashup of podcasts.
I told you we'd figure this out, Jenny.
Yeah, see, it was literally a mashup. I finished ours, he did theirs, there you go.
Yeah, that's right. So,
as you can tell, we don't pre-plan any of this.
No. Yeah. You know, on top of being an accomplished artist of Tumblrage, Tony's a pretty straight up human being too.
Oh, he's a good guy.
I met him last year down in Tennessee when my wife and I were vacationing down there, and great guy. You know, a hail fellow well met.
Definitely a southern gentleman, because he always, you know, I'd be like, "Oh, thank you for sending that," and he's like, "Anytime, ma'am." I'd say, "You're too kind, sir." He's like, "No, that's you, ma'am."
That's you, ma'am. That's right. That's because his mama raised him right.
True southern gentleman.
Uh-huh.
He's a good guy.
Exactly.
Yes.
I even had the jingle pulled up.
I figured we'd cut him some slack, you know.
You guys did good humming it.
This is not our show. We are merely guests in this environment.
But I won't miss a chance to pip JT's.
Absolutely not.
Oh, no. So JT's Joe. I completely agree. JT is amazing at what he does. Everything that he does. Yeah. Good kit. Good all around kit.
Yeah. Yes. So, gosh.
I don't think I've ever asked or have known. What does your daughter do for a living?
My daughter is as service manager for overhead doors. Which is great. She actually dispatches. I don't know if she's like the actual service manager, but she does, you know, like dispatching and things like that. But, you know, she has a group of followers, but only because she keeps boxes of Little Debbie snack cakes in her drawers for the technicians. which is funny too, because, everybody, you know, a lot of y'all know Schultzy, you know, James mm-hmm. Schultz, my good buddy. I met him, you know, 16, 17 years ago when he came to work for us at the Big Green Tea. We forged a really good close friendship. So when I left there and went to Economics Labrador Retriever, he came with me. And then when I left there and went to the Scarlet Letter, I ended up catching him, grabbing him and getting him there as well. Once I went to where I'm at now, I did not have the ability to continue this tradition. So my daughter got him a job at Overhead Door. So it's like, you know, working with the Harveys is a tradition for Schultzies. And apparently, we've continued that. You know?
That's awesome.
Yeah,
well, so, hell, he probably doesn't even need any like ladder or anything. Dude's huge. You can just be like, boop.
He actually works alongside her in the office. Dispatching. So
that's cool.
They get along really good, which I'm glad. Because he's a hell of a guy, and Mo's a hell of a chick. So, yeah. really bugger.
Yeah, mine aren't old. Well, Kyra's in college to go be a vet tech. Jude's still in high school. He said when he turned 16, he actually wants to go get a job outside of pest control, which I'm all for. I don't even care when he turns 18 if he wants to do something different. Right. I know he will more than likely eventually get into this. He really does enjoy it. He did tell me he wants to be like a contractor and all that stuff too, which once again, I'm okay with. He has construction classes and welding classes and all that stuff at school right now. And he's really enjoying it. So I'm like, hell yeah, dude, go for it. Learn all the trades.
I'm right.
What do your daughters want to be, Jenny?
My 9, almost 10-year-old, I keep telling her that we're going to start a pest control company together someday. And she's all about it. She's cool. But my 8-year-old wants to be an astronaut. So, and she's stuck with that for like 2 years. So,
an astronaut, like she actually wants to explore space, or an astronaut, like she wants to have a music career and then go up for 11 minutes.
She actually wants to explore space, but both of them came home with straight A's this year.
Nice. Wow.
Insane. Yep. Insane. Yep. Cause myself and their father both struggled in school. They're academically amazing. It's great. So whatever the fuck they want to do, they're gonna.
Well, that's great to hear, because Ellen and I struggled, both struggled in school, and Mo also struggled in school.
So hey,
count your blessings. Embrace the good.
One less thing to worry about.
Exactly.
But because with kids, there's always going to be something.
You're never going to stop. Answer. You're never going to stop worrying about them, Jenny.
I know.
Yeah. All right, Jack.
For one of the reasons is because they're never going to stop doing bonehead moves in one form or another.
So I know that JT's awesome at what he does, and I know he's in college for arts, right?
No, he went to the Capital Area School for Arts in Harrisburg for high school. They're getting ready to get moved down from Pennsylvania back down to Virginia, so I'll have him closer to me. And he's going to be going to the local college here to learn to be a pharmacist.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. That's awesome.
So it's a good job. There's always work somewhere, and he's never out in the elements, never in a nasty crawl space or anything like that, because he is the polar opposite of me when it comes to insects and spiders and stuff. I'm like, dude, you don't have to freak out unless I freak out.
So
watch me. And if you see me freaking out, then it's time for you to run. But other than that, everything's good. But he's not a bug person. So, that's fine. That's cool. But
Mo has this.
He has the brain.
I'm sorry. But anyway, I was just going to say that Mo shares my philosophy, or her mom's philosophy on bugs. See them, cuss them, smash them. You know.
That's awesome. So he's going to be starting when he gets back down there for pharmacy, and it's a 4-year school.
I believe so. Yeah.
And that, that kid's going to have the mind for it too, though. Cause I had to take pharmacology classes just for basic stuff. Oh my God. I could not figure that shit out to save my soul. I had to take that class like 3 goddamn times, and I don't still think I barely
math
passed.
Math and stuff, I think because it challenged him, he excelled in it.
That's awesome.
The classes that were boring for him, he didn't do well because he didn't care to apply himself.
And that's, that's how he is.
But I think with the way his brain works, he'll take to it like a fish to water.
I think he's going to do awesome at that. That's awesome. Yeah.
That's cute.
So we got, everybody's kids, what they want to do. Yeah, all right.
I want to be a podcaster when I grow up.
If you grow up,
dream achieve.
Growing up's overrated.
Don't do it.
Hey, I've been there, done that, man. I'm ready to get out again.
Been there, done that. Want to go back?
See, Candace and I grow up every other episode.
Yes.
Every other episode, we have guests on, and we push it like an important topic. And then the episodes where it's just her and I. It's a topic, but we're spending time together to entertain.
Yes.
It's a beautiful balance. And your episodes have been amazing. My favorite one was the mosquito mm-hmm. one with the contrast between Francis yeah. Nuapa yeah. and
Sue Ann.
Uh-huh. Talking about how things were different, and it's absolutely amazing. I really love that episode.
That was a really good one.
And I feel like I've developed new friendships through your episodes as well. You know, because yeah, I got to kind of check out Sue Ann. You know, we're friends now on Facebook. I get to see we get to see each other. Heather is outstanding.
I love her. She's so fun. She's
great. The Mother's Day show, that was an excellent, excellent experience. And
she's awesome. Fun.
Got to friend with her on Facebook, and so I'm meeting new people because of you ladies. And so that's
what we do. We want to share our awesome ladies.
We're in people pleasing business here.
Oh yeah. yeah. No, we like to share our awesome ladies especially when they're specialized in something, like Heather mm-hmm. and her birds, or Sue Ann and like mm-hmm. the mosquitoes and the ticks. You know, we want to share them with the world so other people get to, you know, see how awesome they are.
Yeah, and learn something.
They can get their knowledge out.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It has been...
Y'all are friend trafficking. Yes.
Friend trafficking. All right.
Here's a friend. Here's a friend. Here's a friend.
Yeah, and then even like with Amber struggling with the histoplasmosis, mm-hmm. that brought awareness that a lot of us had no idea that any of that existed. Speaking of, at my employer, we had this like broadcast thing, and there was a question that says, like, how do you contract histoplasmosis? And everybody's like, oh, I don't know. And I like ran up there and answered it and put the fungus, and I was just like, podcast for the win.
That's right. There you go.
I learned.
Oh, so, yeah. It's fun. It's fun getting to bring this new knowledge that we're getting into our jobs. I got to do it the other day, too. This lady was talking about having a tick on her. And I was like, hey, yeah, I co-host the podcast. And we just did one about ticks. And I cannot remember which disease she was talking about, but it's like 15 minutes and you can have it. It's not even mm-hmm. like long interaction where it's buried deep in you, blah, blah, blah. 15 freaking minutes. She was like, what?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
It's mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And any ladies that are listening that aren't in Pestrogen need to go.
Definitely.
So,
and then, of course, you can join PCHD too.
I can only speculate because I'm a guy. Yeah, I don't get to be in Pestrogen, but that's okay. Because that is okay. Because y'all ladies need your safe space. Because there's a lot of pigs out there. Yeah, a lot of guys. You know, but you know, it's what it is. But you ladies have you ladies need a place where y'all can be yourselves and just chat. And you know, I think Pestrogen should fit the bill for that.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I do want to bring up though that like, yes, men can be piggish. But
we can
I do
be
enjoy
pigs, not biggish.
I do enjoy, even prior to ever being a mod, and I'm sure Jenny can say the same. Mm-hmm. You guys did not put up with bullshit like that when men were being overly gross to women.
No.
It was an absolute
no.
And that's really nice though, because it's like we're all trying to do this shit together, and it's mm-hmm. like, you know, you post a picture of your killer or whatever, and like we had the people going off on Amber because of her nose piercing and mm-hmm. stupid shit like that. It's like, calm the hell down.
Yeah.
Or the ones that just get gross and start sliding into the girls' DMs. We won't bring up names, but
absolutely.
It's like you guys just nip that shit in the bud and just GTFO.
And we will do that forever, because that's bullshit.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you know, everybody in PCHD needs to be respected as, you know, as human beings, professionals, etc. I wouldn't put up with that if it was a lady getting that bullshit, and I wouldn't put up with it if it was a dude getting the bullshit from another dude or from a woman or what have you. You know, it's bullshit, and I don't take it. In fact, you know, we did have one issue with somebody that, you know, somebody even was bitching about the way they were dressed, and they were just posing for something. And it's like, you know what? Screw you. You want to bitch about that? Here's me without a damn shirt on driving around in my truck. So
yeah. Oh, that was such a fun day.
Oh man, that was. But yeah, that's, and I always wanted PCHD to be a safe place, not just for women and, but for everybody. I mean, for technicians to come in, vent their spleen, if they need to, you know, pick up some knowledge or, you know, get a laugh, take a picture of their floorboard and share it with everybody, whatever, in a safe place. So, you know, it's not only the asshole people that try to harass, you know, people of the opposite sex, but, you know, we try to keep as many dickhead managers out as well. You know, so y'all can come in and say what you want to say without having to worry about being drug into the carpet and saying, look, man, I saw this on Facebook and blah, 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 blah. Fuck that. So yeah, and we'll continue to do that. As mods, y'all, everybody in the Brady Bunch grid here is mods. So, you play a role in it as well. And y'all do a great job, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
And you two gentlemen are like the king of the comebacks and the insults without them half the time realizing that it's a goddamn insult. And it cracks me up. I love it. Jenny's getting really good at it because she heard Brandon go on a rant a few weekends ago. He had to go inspect a house after a home inspector inspected, saying that this lady had all these, I think he was essentially saying it was powder post beetles, but it was for one of Brandon's friends. He had to drive like 2.5 hours to go check out this house. Mm-hmm. He did it because it was a friend, and he came home and he was so pissed. And everything that he talked about, the thing that Jenny remembers the most out of it is that Brandon called his Swiss Army knife a Swiss Army dildo. Yeah. And she died. It was that. Great. So yeah, she's gone off on that a few times. Absolutely. She's like, I'm getting to it. I'm getting nerd as fuck.
Yeah, exactly. I've never been more proud of her than when she did that.
Exactly.
Because our little hobbit is growing up.
And she is. They grow up so fast.
Just not in height.
Not in height. That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay.
I was gonna say that's why Max and her got along so well, because she's
tiny. Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, man, yep. I'll chop myself off at the knees to stay down with
just
the dogs.
Hobble around. Yeah. It's like, you know, so just, you know, if you're ever gonna come into my house, just make sure you do that in enough time that the wounds will heal and you're not tracking blood all over my carpet.
Don't bleed on the carpet.
Blood and ligament pieces.
Exactly. Yes.
All right, Jenny, can you think of anything else you'd like to ask these two gentlemen while we have them?
Not at the moment, but if you're not in Pest Control Humor Depot on Facebook, definitely check them out, and then Pestrogen for all the ladies. Safe space, all that good stuff.
Yes. Both of them are safe spaces.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
It is always good to have a place where you can, well, vent it out. Because sometimes, you know, screaming in your car doesn't work. You mm-hmm. want to, a feedback. And you'll get it in either of those places. So.
Absolutely.
Yes, for sure.
Any last words from you two guys? Brad?
No, go ahead, Jack. You're first. Bring it on.
All the ladies at Pestrogen and on the Pestrogen group and all the ladies listening to the podcast, thank you for putting up with me and Brad. If you do like our sense of humor, you can find our show at tftc.wtf. Instagram is TFTC Podcast, and TikTok is TFTC 2.0. But thank you for putting up with this.
Absolutely.
I want to add that I just want to put a thank you to every single person out there that may be listening that are already on PCHD or have joined Pestrogen or have listened to either of the podcasts and found their home. And that's what we're here for. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. A funny thing, I think I've probably said this before, but when I first started out in pest control, I picked up one of the trade rags. I think it was PCT Magazine I was leafing through it and I was seeing, industry experts and people, that were, they'd have articles and, just little blurbs about what they were saying. And I told myself, one of these days I'm going to be in one of these magazines. And who the fuck would have thought it was because I started a Facebook group that fucking showing pictures of dildos and stuff like that. It's like, I made it. And for that, it wasn't because I invented a pesticide or a new technique to control anything. It was because of a Facebook group where we could come and just have a laugh. And I still feel like I still feel like we did it. So then, and you know, I can die happy now. So, but
well, you've been in it. Oh, twice I have. Now.
Yeah,
you've been
yeah, in that's right. In PCT and PMP.
You.
Yeah. So, the one was for the depot, and the other was for the podcast. So
yep.
So Jack, God damn it, we did it, man.
Yes, sir, we did.
And we're your number one fans, so. Me and Candace.
Even got.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, I didn't bring mine.
Oh, yeah. Barely found mine. I'm like, shit, where'd it go?
During the show, my gas bubble
lifeless
bracelet fell off.
I saw like, yeah, you were like,
yeah, I had to wear that as long as I had this bubble in my eye for my detached retina, but it broke off before the bubble's gone. So I'm in trouble, guys. Oh, no. Okay. Group hug.
Yay! Group hug.
So.
Yes.
All right, that's all we have for today's episode. Want to thank Jack and Brad one more time. You guys are awesome. I love you guys, as always.
Love you too.
My beautiful co-host, Jenny. You my girl. I love you to death. I want everybody to remember, stay cute, be weird, and go out there, kick some ass.
Yes,
well,
kick some ass.
Bug off.
Bug off. That's right.